Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Green Comments for today, Tuesday, August 6th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 2.5 cents, September wheat down 3.75 cents, and November beans up 1.5 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up 18 ticks. Dow Jones has rallied more than 800 points off its overnight lows. It's now 265 points higher, after being about 600, 550 lower. Crude oil is up 27. Gold and silver are just a little bit higher here. Looks like a little bit of reversal from yesterday's action in a lot of commodities out here today. I'm not sure why the beans were strong as they were overnight with the corn and the wheat lower. We did have some showers in Chicago last night, very light. They blew through, went across Lake Michigan into Michigan. We don't see them as being much help out here at all, but it's at least a drink of water for some of the crops, just in the northern part of Illinois and into Michigan. The forecasts still look very dry to me. We're certainly in the brunt of pollination out here, and things are dry. The crop ratings yesterday were a surprise to me. They left the beans unchanged, only lowered the corn by 1 percentage point. I thought it would be a little bit lower than that on both accounts. But I think it's going to be just a really more than a just about a turnaround Tuesday here today. I'd be surprised if the beans closed higher. Overnight we had meal down $1.60, oil up 17 ticks. So just off the crush, we should have been a little bit lower here. But the world is focusing on, you know, China apparently came out and said they aren't currency manipulators. That is what apparently rallied the stock market. Now, what did you expect them to say? But at any rate, the Dow rallied, and I think longer term, we've got problems with the Chinese not buying any U.S. ag products for the time being. Now, maybe they're just saying that and using that as an excuse to buy some more products on the breaks. Somebody bought the hogs yesterday on the break. Somebody bought corn, beans, and wheat on the break. Was it the Chinese? It's hard to guess. But I think it's very hard to tell the truth from whatever these politicians out here are telling us. So we just have to live with that, manage the risk. If you get a chance, if you own the puts that we've suggested, if you get good money in them, roll them down, take some money out of it, keep the upside open before the report on Tuesday. Long term, I don't think the report's going to be that bearish on Tuesday. I believe that they're just not going to account for, you know, as many as 4,000 to 5,000, 6,000 acres of corn that went into silage. I don't think there'll be any mention of that on the report. So when it's all said and done, as we get farther in, we'll know how bad things are out here. But in the meantime, we're certainly losing some demand. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-888-4-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.